This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You know, it's interesting. We all know that justice guards our liberty, because that's all we have to do is look at the Supreme Court building and see Moses there holding the two tablets, one in each hand. You can find that in Deuteronomy 5. You can find that in Exodus 20, not in that order. You can find it in Romans 13. And it's interesting, we're talking about moral law, not ceremonial. Do make the distinction. But what's interesting about that is how we're being sold today, interestingly enough, how we're bringing about justice to third world countries. And what's amazing about all of this is how people are so apt and to they're so willing to just stand by and justify the current administration for what it's doing to Iran. Yet again, having going back to my last couple shows here, friends, it's interesting how General Wesley Clark had already told us that these are pre-planned wars. And it's interesting because Donald Trump, out of his own mouth today, said the very countries that were foretold, that were pre-planned attacks on the countries, he named the very countries, friends. So it shows you that he is doing the same things as his predecessors did. And we're seeing this out in real time today. Now, with that said, it's great, friends, that we can bring about justice. The Lord's known in the judgments that we keep, friends. He shows himself strong on our behalf. You go to Psalm 97, it says that clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies. Now, if you take that over to Thessalonians in the New Testament, the Bible tells us the same exact thing, friends. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Okay? This is all great. And it's true. No question about it. Read a clear picture of what I'm sharing with you even now in Isaiah 51 verse 4. You'll understand perfectly as to what I'm talking about. But friends, American justice doesn't start in Iran. It doesn't start in Iraq. It doesn't start in Syria. It doesn't start in Afghanistan, friends. And we know what all those wars were about, because yesterday's show exposed them wars for what they were. Okay? And who is responsible for selling the wars. It doesn't start there. It starts with us in America. Doesn't anybody think it's a little bizarre? Administration after administration after administration after administration. These scandals that are constantly coming to the light from our government. From the people that are selling us down the river. Literally, they're a bunch of Judases. Read Luke 22:48. And they do it with a kiss, right? Just like Judas did with Jesus Christ. I mean, they're busting scandals for immoralities. Friends, over and over and over again, day after day, week after week, month after month. And like I said yesterday, and then when a war comes, all of a sudden the same people that have been lying to you for days and months and years and decades, friends, now all of a sudden you believe them because we got to go attack another country. That bewilders me. And it's very telling how ignorant the people have become to just get behind the same people that lie to them, that do the things that they do to you on a 24/7 basis. And if that's the case, doesn't justice first start at home in Washington, D.C.? Yes, it does. You know, American justice must start in Washington, D.C. And let me put it this way, because in Matthew 7, Jesus gave us the parable and the analogy that you can go around and tell everybody what's wrong with them, and yet you have a board in your own eye. He said, first take the board out of your own eye so you can see clearly to judge them in righteousness. Okay? In righteousness. That's not what's happening here, friends. We know what these wars are about. They're about oil. They're about gold. They're about resources that these third world countries have. We know this is a fact. Nobody can justify otherwise. If you would like to attempt to, you can go ahead and do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Friends, justice starts here. And it can't start in Washington until it starts with us, concerning repentance before God of our transgressions of His moral law. Read Exodus 20, which drives us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Right? As Augustine said, the law to text, grace conquers. The law to text, grace conquers. The law condemns, the gospel justifies if I believe. It's just that simple. Read 2 Corinthians 7:10. You know, I was on the phone earlier talking to Sons of Liberty editor Tim Brown, and I said, the people that I see get behind this administration that are just drinking the Kool-Aid, not just a little sip, they're drinking the whole cup, blows me away. I said, these people should know better, and it's not just one. It's several across the boards that are getting behind this administration 100% and what it's doing to Iran, attempting to justify this administration for what they would have condemned Barack Hussein Obama for doing. And it shows you their hypocrisy, and this is exactly why people don't respect them. And this is exactly why we have 118 radio stations across the country, because they're sick and tired of today's conservatives, which are, in fact, they are proving on a daily basis that they are nothing more or nothing less than yesterday's liberals. It's a fact. I'm going to come back and play some audio, and then what we're going to do is we're going to get to earmarks. I'm going to give you the definition of what earmarks are. It means to crop, by cropping or slitting the ear. Well, what does that have to do with anything? It has everything in the world to do with justice here in America. And it's what our forefathers established over 200 years ago. I'm going to get to more details, friends. I love this topic, by the way. And I know if there's one thing across the boards what the American people are waiting for, they're waiting for the promise of prosecution in Washington, D.C. from this administration that's willing to go clean out alleged dictators from third world countries, but he fails to deal with dictators in our own backyard. And by the way, I didn't say that. Donald Trump did. And I'm going to play the audio along with Ted Cruz right on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, and Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube. Be right back.
This is Rob Hugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Watch us live on YouTube. You can do that right now. It is sonsoflibertymedia.com. We also have 13 articles going out every day on that outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Or you can jump over to Before It's News, friends. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there for his trust for posting, friends. He called me some time ago and said, Bradley, will you jump on and do some live videos? I said, I'll do the best that I can, and we're seeing it growing exponentially. So with that said, you can check us out on Before It's News and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I want to say this, friends. We're talking about American justice must start in Washington, D.C. In just a couple minutes, I'm going to get on to the topic of the history of earmarks, which has everything in the world to do with what we're talking about even now, friends. Everybody's talking about the attacks in Iran. Everybody's the worshipers of Donald Trump are justifying him at every given step, not understanding that just a decade ago they were complaining about Afghanistan, and a decade before that, and an administration before that, they were complaining about Bush. And these are the same people, friends. This is exactly why they have no respect from the people. It tells us in Matthew 15:14, let them alone, Jesus said. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. And they're wondering why they're stuck in the ditch, right? Well, as I always say, friends, when you go to Mark 8:15, Jesus also said, and he charged them, saying, take heed, pay careful attention to, beware of the leaven, the doctrines of the Pharisees, they're hypocrites, and of the doctrines of the Herodians, government during that particular time. They're hypocrites. Okay? That's what he's telling us. And here we are today. I want to play some audio for you. This is Mr. Sellout himself, Ted Cruz. He's a real snaky, sly guy. I trust this guy as far as I could throw him. He says the right things, but him and his wife do the wrong things, rest assured. And I'm talking about Ted Cruz, talking about how Barack Hussein Obama was responsible for literally flying over $1.7 billion in cash in unmarked bills on pallets in the dead of night into Iran. Now, let me ask you something, America. You are the government, okay? Do you not know this information already? Oh, you say you do, okay? Then why has Mr. Barack Hussein Obama not been dealt with lawfully by we the people? Because you already know Washington, D.C. is not going to do it. Here, let me prove the point. Here's Ted Cruz first. Listen carefully.
Well, and if you look at Iran policy, I think you've seen a dramatic shift. Under Barack Obama, as you noted, the policy was appeasement. The policy under the disastrous Iranian nuclear deal under Obama was to give over $100 billion to Iran. They literally flew $1.7 billion in cash in unmarked bills on pallets in the dead of night into Iran.
That would be called treason,
sense,
America.
The missiles that
treason.
We saw fired on U.S. servicemen and women tonight were paid for by the billions that the Obama administration flooded the Ayatollah with.
Yeah.
And if history
let
them
do it, America.
Don't give billions of dollars to people who hate you and want to kill you. And so,
you know, he wants to justify himself. They're doing nothing but what pro wrestlers do, friends. Remember what Jesse Ventura said. Politics and pro wrestling are identical. It's exactly what's going on. They're playing the blame game, but yet they're as responsible as the one that they're accusing of the crime, which America knew as a whole that this was happening, and they did nothing. But this should come as no surprise, America, because you also let the same administration transgress, give you the finger, trample the blood of our soldiers that have given us the privilege to be here at their cost. You allowed that criminal sodomite, Barack Hussein Obama, to give you the finger and disrespect our soldiers for over 8 years. Fraudulently, you knew it from day one, but you let him do it anyways for 8 years. He violated the U.S. Constitution 1,168 times. Okay? We all know this. And by the way, this is also what I'm going to tee up for you right now is Donald Trump. Remember, he also went after Barack Hussein Obama, saying that he is going to go down in history as the greatest president in American history. Remember that? Yep, he did. And then when he went into the White House, what did he do? He reversed what he said in the face of the people that supported him to get to the people's White House. And then he calls Barack Hussein Obama first class. He calls him first class. This is Donald Trump now accusing Barack Hussein Obama for funding its missile attacks on U.S. bases. Listen to this, friends. Listen to this.
Recent months alone, Iran has seized ships in international waters, fired an unprovoked strike on Saudi Arabia, and shot down two U.S. drones.
Unprovoked.
Iran's hostilities substantially increased after the foolish Iran nuclear deal was signed in 2013, and they were given $150 billion, not to mention $1.8 billion in cash. Instead of saying thank you to the United States, they chanted death to America. In fact, they chanted death to America the day the agreement was signed. Then Iran went on a terror spree, funded by the money from the deal, and created hell in Yemen, Syria, Lebanon, Afghanistan, and Iraq. The missiles fired last night at us and our allies were paid for with the funds made available by the last administration.
By the last administration. By the last administration. What paid for those missiles that allegedly went after our brothers and sisters over there in Iran? The money that the U.S. president gave to Iran. I want you to think about this. This is treason, America. You've been told for the last 3 years, you've been promised for the last 3 years that this administration is going to prosecute in the swamp. He just exposed himself to the world as to who he really is. Did you notice when he was talking about unprovoked attacks? Isn't that what Johnson sold to the American people before he attacked Vietnam? And then we lost 58,000 men, 121 to be exact. One of those happened to be my cousin. Exact same talking points. Notice how America's always right. The enemy's always wrong. Okay. Well, in this case, friends, he told you that Barack Hussein Obama gave $1.8 billion to Iran that paid for those missiles to attack our military. Okay, now, if anybody's paying attention, if you read Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, okay, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or confession in open court. How about 325.7 million people that can testify that Barack Hussein Obama not only funded Iran, friends, he didn't just fund Iran. He was caught arming ISIS, which is created by the United States government, the CIA, friends, to create a global crisis. Okay? It's the modern-day version of Hitler's SS. It's exactly what it is. You can sit there and pretend. You can play the fool all that you want, but notice how when these attacks take place, friends, they always condemn the attack, but they never condemn the attackers, which just happen to be Muslims over and over and over again. No, friends. Come on. You can't be racist. Come on, you all know that that's a Trotsky word that was created to basically browbeat dissenters, America. You got to think about how the game is played, okay? This is exactly what's happening, friends. The fact of the matter is treason has been committed here, and Barack Hussein Obama just bought $11.75 million home at Martha's Vineyard. They're not being convicted, they're not being prosecuted, they're not being indicted, whatever word you want to use, friends, they're being rewarded. The President of the United States of America just told you who did it, okay? General Michael Flynn told us, the Defense Intelligence Agency said, during the tenure, the criminal tenure of Barack Hussein Obama, that President Obama knowingly and willingly armed ISIS. Well, we've seen that he armed them with F-16s. The Muslim Brotherhood was stacked concerning the DHS in America. And just to show you how the agenda goes forward, because God's going to have the last say in everything, rest assured, he's my daddy, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. 18 governors, friends, I'm writing about this right now. 18 governors in the United States of America right now are attempting to open the floodgates to more Middle Easterns to come into America. And if you think for one moment it is not to incite our attacks on Iran, are not to incite and provoke war here, then you have got to open your eyes today, because it's nothing less than a provocation to create civil war. It's exactly what it is. You just heard the president say it. Friends, that's treason. How come he's not prosecuting? How come he's not indicting Barack Hussein Obama? I mean, what's the definition of treason? Is it when you sell military secrets to the Chinese like Bill Clinton did? Well, they're good people according to Donald Trump. And Barack Hussein Obama, we know what he's done. We all know that. And that's called treason. And yet, we're not going to hear a thing about President Trump prosecuting Barack Hussein Obama. Because...
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is responding to criticism over the classified briefings that lawmakers received on the Iran crisis this week.
They want information that, honestly, I think is very hard to get. It's okay if the military wants to give it, but they didn't want to give it.
Speaking at the White House, the president says some of the information requested by Republican Senators Mike Lee and Rand Paul was too sensitive of information that could lead to the exposure of intelligence sources and methods. U.S. intelligence officials are saying it appears Iran's anti-military system shot down the Ukrainian plane that killed 176 people. And Bill Cosby's lawyers have filed a petition today asking the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to review his conviction for sex crimes. Cosby's petition claims his case was mishandled during the hysteria of the Me Too movement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I wanted to take the time to welcome our new affiliates in Columbia, South Carolina, WCET 101.7 FM. Again, Columbia, South Carolina, WCET 101.7. Thank you for your trust. And I also have to take the time to say thank you to our friends in Spokane, Washington, for jumping aboard as well, becoming a new affiliate of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com here, KSBN 1230 AM. Again, Spokane, Washington, KSBN 1230 AM. Thank you for your trust, friends. We will do our best to stick to what we always do stick to, and it's not our opinion. We are talking about our founding documents. I want to get over to the topic, friends, because it goes line upon line, precept upon precept concerning the earmarks of liars. When you look at the word earmark, for example, it's to mark or to crop or to slit the ear, Webster's 1828 dictionary. Now, I got to go back just a little bit because I'm going to bring you on vacation with us. It's called work vacation. Vacation to us is just getting out of the house and ministering somewhere else, okay? That's the fact. That's the truth of the matter. But some time ago, friends, we took the time to learn some more history, which only confirmed, reaffirmed, and solidified the message that I've been preaching for the last 20 years. While speaking at colleges, churches, radio, and other meetings during this time, I traveled through Maryland, Virginia, Delaware, and then Pennsylvania. And it's absolutely astounding, friends, the information that I got to touch, taste, and smell, friends, in so many different ways. Smell because some of these things that I jumped on the USS Constitution, and you can smell that old ship. You get the point? But with that said, friends, while I was on the East Coast, what I did is I stopped at Jamestown in Virginia. And upon entering into this gated replica of a village that was established by our first settlers to come to this land, by the way, they were known as saints. They weren't known as pilgrims. I wanted to make clear that you understood this. Again, read the Mayflower Compact, which was written back in the 1600s, that they were responsible for writing concerning that document. Okay? But when I was in Jamestown, Virginia, and we went to this replica, this town, again, where these first settlers came, known as the Saints, the first thing that I noticed when we walked into this little town, friends, was a large church. And when entering into the church, I saw on the front walls the two tablets of God's moral law. It was the first thing I seen. It was absolutely blow away. Youth talk, right? Read Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, also Romans 13. In between the Ten Commandments at this church in this little town in Jamestown, Virginia, was the Lord's Prayer. Right in between it, right? Because Christ fulfills the law, Romans 3:31. Matthew 6, 9 through 13, read that when you get a moment. When walking out the front door, there on the back wall was written, you ready for this? Acts 2:39, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So we see that the power of the Holy One of Israel is given unto us on the backside of repentance, right? Acts 2:38, 2:39. Read it when you get a moment. And what we have here, friends, right in front of us in Jamestown, Virginia, concerning the first settlers known as saints coming into America, was they established the full counsel of God. That's it. I just gave it to you, friends. That's absolutely it. Exodus 20. Friends, Matthew 6, 9 through 13, Acts 2, 38 and 2, 39, and Acts 20, verse 27. That is the full counsel of God. That's, folks, I can preach nothing more but just that. And that's how you will drive with the use of the law in Christ's hand in your preaching by the power of the Holy Ghost, who's been sent down from heaven to bring about the conviction of sin, Matthew 16, by the Holy Ghost, to bring them to godly repentance. Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. Okay? Now, I then traveled over to Yorktown, Virginia, where the American colonies, along with the French, delivered the final blow to the British Empire, remember that, by breaking the back of Cornwallis and his disgraced military. Remember? 13 colonies, less than 3% of the population was used to establish what we have. God took over, and he beat off our enemies, the greatest military presence in the world, friends. Less than 3% of the population was being used by the Lord to bless what we have today. Now less than 1.7% of the population is being used by God to judge this nation. Okay? 240 some years later, friends. We're too young to die. As I traveled over to Yorktown, Virginia, friends, we found a victory statue where it was inscribed, listen carefully, this is where George Washington, under the covering of the Most High God, took out the greatest military known to mankind during that time, namely the British Empire. Okay? And here's the victory statue, and this is what's inscribed. That the United States in Congress assembled will cause to be erected at York in Virginia a marble column adorned with emblems of the alliance between the United States and His Most Christian Majesty, George Washington, and inscribed with a succinct narrative of the surrender of Earl Cornwallis to His Excellency George Washington, Commander-in-Chief of the Combined Forces of America and France. To His Excellency, the Count D. Roquembaud. I'm not going to try to speak French, friends, but it's there. Commanding the auxiliary troops of His Most High Christian Majesty, friends, Majesty, which was George Washington in America, and His Excellency, the Count de Grasse, Commanding-in-Chief, the Naval Army of France in Chesapeake. I didn't inscribe it there. It's been there for a long time, friends. It's our history. I then set off to Williamsburg, Virginia, close by where Patrick Henry gave his famous speech, you know. It is vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry peace, peace, but there is no peace like there's none today. The war has actually begun like it has today. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field like they are today. Why stand here idle, said Patrick Henry? Why is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Is it America? Forbid it, said Patrick Henry. Almighty God, I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. And I say it again, as a parrot, parroting the words of these men of God. It was a speech at the Second Virginia Convention at St. John's Church, March 23, 1779. Just down the street in Williamsburg is where the head and arm restraint stocks were, which were located right outside of the local courthouse. Now, this is where it gets interesting, because a historian and a reenactment actor was outside educating the people who had questions. One of the questions was this: what is the head and arm restraint stocks for? The historian and reenactment actor replied with, before and after the revolution, the local magistrates would administer ecclesiastical law. That's canon law. That's God's Torah. That's how we were governed. And by the way, we still are. Romans 13. She went on to tell us that crime was not tolerated in the least bit by the colonies because they understood the price paid to establish the freedoms in which they had. John 15:13. The stocks were used for those who would lie or commit the act of perjury. These are constituents, okay? Not the said representatives. There was a different punishment, which I'm going to end the show with, concerning those that meant to commit the act of treason on the America that was newly established by our forefathers back then. Okay? As I say, friends, you want man's resolve? Here you have it today. No justice. You want God's resolve? Here you have it back then, friends, through our forefathers who established justice only to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. There's the difference between man's commandments and God's commandments, okay? The stocks were used for those who would lie or commit the act of perjury. Lie under oath. Sound familiar, friends? Read Revelation 21, verse 8 when you get a moment. The criminal would be punished by being thrown into jail for 6 months if they lied. 1 John 3, 4. Transgression of God's moral law. Thou shalt not lie. The ninth commandment. A fine would then have to be paid, and this all took place after their head and hands were placed in the stocks as a means of public punishment. It was done publicly. Now they do it behind those that are protecting them, namely the mainstream media. First they would bind them, take the criminal's ear, and nail it with a long nail to the stock for 1 hour. After the hour was up, they would then go to the other side and nail the other ear to the stock for 1 hour as well. When removing the nails, they would often slit the ear completely off, marking the offender so other colonies, as well as other cities or states that were being established, would understand that this person was not to be trusted. Thus, they fulfilled the true definition of earmark. Did you know this, America? No. Hey, soft judges produce hardened criminals. America, you have become soft judges in disobedience to God, and that's why you have hardened criminals in Washington, D.C. today. It's exactly right. She ended with, this reenactment actor, this historian, ended with saying that it was to teach the person, listen carefully, it was to teach the person that committed the crime to repent before God so they would not end up in hell. Unsolicited, friends, this is what they're teaching people. It's everything we've been preaching here for 20 years and where we go for the last 20 years. Matthew 3:2, Leviticus 19:17. Not in that order. Folks, can you imagine the earmarks we would see today in the American church? The earmarks that we would see today in the American government, we would see a bunch of earless people in the church and in the government, which would only convey to us that they are not trustworthy in any sense of the word. We're going to come right back to this. 1-866-582-9933, friends, talking about the meaning of earmarks. Again, friends, to mark by cropping or slitting the ear. But why? I'm explaining it to you right now. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, The Earmarks of Liars, to mark by cropping or slitting the ear. Sharing with you, friends, my experience in Williamsburg, Virginia, and what it was that a historian and a reenactment actor taught us at the Stocks, which was a public judgment concerning those that had the audacity, the temerity, or they wanted to dare the justice of the people during that particular time, which wasn't a good idea. What would happen to them if they simply lied or committed the act of perjury in any sense of the word? They'd get their ears slit. They'd slit their ears, oftentimes just cutting their ears completely off, which was a message to anybody and everybody, regardless if it was on an individual basis or a colony or another city or another state, that they were not to be trusted in any sense of the word. These are the constituents, friends, okay? I just said during the last segment, can you imagine the earmarks we would see today in the American church for lying, for playing the hypocrite before a just and holy God? Can you imagine the earmarks that we would see in government, for example, for those that are going up the political ladder to become a part of that mess called Washington, D.C., which, again, is only a reflection of the American people? Take responsibility. Okay? Can you imagine if those laws were still enforced today? I want you to listen carefully, because these people loved their freedoms to the extreme. Why? Because they understood the price of the freedoms in which they had. It was their grandpas, it was their dads, it was their brothers, it was their cousins, it was their neighbors that fought off the British in dying, in giving them the freedoms in which they had under God, and they all the while knew that, as I just explained, as I just shared with you over the last three segments. How they loved their freedoms was by their demonstration of zero tolerance for those that were committing the crime. Read Deuteronomy 23, verse 14. All the efforts of foolish men today, and they are fools for their pains, such as the modern-day revisionist, historians, and even professed uneducated self-proclaimed Christians, which is a lack thereof, who have attempted to recreate America's founding forefathers in an image not of their own. How many earmarks there would be on the lot of all of the above who are helping to blind the up-and-coming generations, which is a curse they will surely bear, and so will their kids. No question about it. You know, many talk about Benedict Arnold. Friends, we got more Benedict Arnolds in government today than in the history of America. And you know what the act of treason, do you know what the recompense was? Death by hanging. In his particular case, Benedict Arnold, George Washington dealt with him in a different manner. He let him live out the years after he was completely stripped of any accolade, being in the military or as a patriot. He let him live his years out in shame. Did you know that? Not today. Nope. Hey, folks, they're set up on pensions. All these said presidents, these Benedict Arnold's friends, since I've been alive, are getting how much a year off tax dollars? You know, back in the time of William, or not William, I'm sorry. But I can see his face right now. A president during the First World War. And it'll come to me in a moment. But I remember when he was no longer president, they simply dropped him off at the front door and said, thank you for your service to the country. That was it. Not the American people are obligated or forced to pay to give you some sort of pension to support you for the rest of your life for the crimes that you've committed against we the people. Not saying anything about, you know, this particular president, the IRS, World War I, League of Nations. You know, I think what's important here is people understand that our forefathers didn't tolerate crime. And I'm just talking about liars. I'm just talking about those that commit the act of perjury. That's what would happen to the constituents. If you were some sort of representative, friends, and you were committing the act of treason during the time, the beginning time of American era, and in the times that we were established as a country, it was zero crime was tolerated concerning their representatives. Zero crime was tolerated concerning their said representatives. I just want to make sure everybody understands the difference between our forefathers and how they dealt with things. They dealt with men in their crimes according to the Word of God, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Now they do it according to man, and they get man's results, more crime. Because man today has made void the commandments of God in keeping their own traditions, which means attached to old customs. They've made it a system of indulgence now. It's about money. It's how can they prosper. That's not right. No, that's not right. I'm talking to someone across the screen, friends. They've made it now a system of indulgence. Just so you understand that. It's a $64 billion a year moneymaker. The bureaucracy they have created out of criminals in the United States of America. Instead of teaching them the fear of God and deterring them from committing iniquity before God and man, no, now they encourage it. Three strikes and you're out. That's a different story. Okay, but our forefathers didn't tolerate crime in any sense of the word. In any sense of the word. Johnson, he was impeached for simply not asking for congressional approval. That was it. Now you have president after president after president committing treason against the American people. Treason, friends, as I just read from Article 3, Section 3. And they're being rewarded, as I shared with you during the first segment, but I'm talking about being rewarded in a different way now. They get their own names. They get on their own museums. They get their own street names. They're held high in the approbation of corrupt man, which is an abomination in the sight of God, which is all temporary. It's all going to be burned up anyways. But they gloat in each other's crimes. And there's no question, it's an alliance between corrupt men. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. Because again, friends, just rest assured, the Lord's going to have his final say in everything. Rest assured. Rest assured. He will. He has, and he'll continuously do so. There was one guy that tried to actually sabotage the American cause along with Benedict Arnold, by the way. His name was Major André. He had been caught in a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty. And by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act went unpunished, listen carefully, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. If such an act of treason concerning what Donald Trump just called out Barack Hussein Obama went for, or was guilty for, or responsible for, goes unpunished, guess what? It only adds strength to other tyrants to do the same thing and more. Okay? Not George Washington. See, the American cause wasn't put up. It wasn't played out as some political game to be played with, friends. They understood, again, the price of freedom was blood. Well, again, what he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause, Mr. Major André. And if it went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. He should then, in accordance with the laws of nations, be put to death. On the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned. But in the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision, because both could not be satisfied, and there seemed to be one course of pursuit. His sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant. His feelings of compassion in the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth with a flood of tears. You see, Washington so loved his country and his people because he first loved his God, 1 John 5:2, that he knew that if such an act went unpunished, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country. Justice had to be satisfied. Again, how every generous feeling of our nature would have been gratified if mercy could have triumphed and the youthful and accomplished officer could have been spared. But the bottom line is, friends, he made his choice. This goes on concerning treason in America for as long as the American people tolerate treason. It stops when the American people say enough of treason, not them playing their little pro wrestling games and watching these actors and clowns in the circus of politics continuously blame each other but fail to bring forth justice and prosecution. Because enough is enough. And oh yes, friends, they can lawfully be removed, every single one of them. And I don't care what branch of government they are in, they work for we the people, and they are not above the law. Therefore, we need to take responsibility and do what they leave undone. Love you by what we do. Talk Team 23. See ya.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.